Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Right? Part of the solution. You know, I'm going to jump into it because our guest is going to be, we're going to talk about education. Big time. Because you look at what's going on, you look at what's being put out there, you look at what you're being told is true education, what we need to teach our kids. Now, you parents, deep down in your heart, you know what's going on. Right? You know where the education is with your kids. You know, well, look at some of you with your grandkids. Right? And when you see what's happening in the schools with your kids, you want to say to yourself, where's the Department of Education? Where are they? Oh, that's right. They belong to them. Look, you the generic you, not any one of you in particular, you gave up the education system to the Democrats years ago. What did you expect to happen? They've been talking about these people like they're their kids forever, are they not? And so you can't be, in any way, shape, manner, or form, you cannot be surprised that your kids can't add or subtract. Not only now are they confused about adding, subtracting, math, right? We can't have AP classes anymore because it makes a certain other group, protected group of people, feel stupid. God forbid we help the other group of people. No, we don't want to do that. That would take too much work or something. I don't know. I mean, seriously. No. We'll let them all suffer. We'll make absolutely no changes. As long as our kids know the difference or are confused about their genetic makeup, their gender. Don't you? It's there. We know it's there. Seriously, right? Think about it. We know it's there. We know that the corruption is there. We know what they're trying to do now. They've been out front about it in so many ways. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, some of you have already emailed me. I don't want to talk about Trump's more charges brought against him. You know this is going to happen. This is nothing new. This is not going to stop till they think they can grab him and get him to either give up or even go further than that. Really try to get him in jail on some quote-unquote trumped-up charges. Yeah, I don't think so. He's not going to get. Matter of fact, you're just teeing him off more and more and more. To the point where he's going to work twice as hard to get in that seat and stay in that seat. And he's not going to care what you think or don't think. Right? Look at the people, the American loving, American hating people he surrounded himself with. 855 Real Joe, 855 732 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Hey, the president got a little creepy with the Italian president. He has no boundaries. But you know what? He has no boundaries because he doesn't really know where he's at and what he's doing. Biden, on Thursday, he held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy. There won't be a joint press conference with Meloni because Joe Biden's too feeble. Can't stand there that long. May lock up just like, you know, Mitch did. Biden, with his cue cards in hand, opened his bilateral meeting by creeping on Meloni. The 80-year-old pervert leaned forward. He held Meloni's hand, tried to sniff her hair. You just watch him. Go grab the video and watch what he did. What is it with him? Is it Biden began rambling about himself. He said, I might be Irish, but I'm not stupid. He continued to ramble about himself. He said, I want you to know I'm the only non-Italian named man of the year by the Italian Society. God, you know, remember that guy? Who's that guy that lied all the time on Saturday Night Live? Can any one of you guys help me out here? You know what you know what I'm talking about, right? These guys, I mean, he was perfect at this. And this would play like Joey B, like nobody else's story. It was great. And Biden, again, I don't know if he's lying. No, and I don't mean that why you think. I mean that because I don't even think I think that when he spews this stuff out, he thinks it's true. Right? Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't have enough time to pull this off, or I would. All right, Joe Mazzino, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I'm very much.
The House of Representatives investigated the FBI.
Hey, hold on a second. We're going in. Hold on.
Okay.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You've got to get informed first. Make sure you have the real information. Because if you don't have the real information, then you, and I hate to say it this way, but I'm going to, you sound like them. We don't want to sound like them. We want to make sure that when you're having a conversation with somebody, and I won't even say somebody to the left. I'm just going to say with somebody who's in that, got a different viewpoint than you. Maybe on a different side of the aisle, maybe not even on the different side of the aisle, but just has a different viewpoint, that when you're discussing with them, you have the truth. You have the facts. Otherwise, you're going to lose. I don't know if you've seen this before, but basically, if you have the facts, and I know some of you can get mad at me, but you know, they're going to do a Mitch McConnell on it. They're going to freeze. They're not going to know what to say because they're not well versed in it. You got any questions? You want to send me some email? You can send me an email at joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My next guest, Edward Bartlett. He's the president of Stop Abuse in Violent Environments, known as SAVE. He's one of the leading advocates for changing Title IX to expand sex to mean gender identity. Dr. Bartlett has criticized the Department of Education on this point, as well as its redefinition of the First and 14th Amendments. You know, Doctor, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Joe. Great to chat with you.
Yeah. So why don't you give us an overview of what it is you really trying to push with Title IX?
Sure. Well, Title IX, of course, is the federal law that's designed to stop sex discrimination in schools. And the law was passed 51 years ago, and it's basically a very good law. Nobody, you know, says that we should have sex discrimination. Okay, that was 51 years ago, but beginning under the Obama administration, the Department of Education began to politicize Title IX, and instead of turning it not just a sex discrimination law, they turned it into a adjudication of sexual harassment complaints law, right?
Yep.
And of course, they eliminated due process, which of course gets us right into the 14th Amendment issues. So that, but that was just the warm-up phase, because now under Biden, Biden wants to actually change the definition of sex to include gender identity. Now, what could possibly go wrong with that idea?
Nothing. I don't know what you're complaining about. Absolutely nothing. You know, again, being on a school board, I know we're just getting to know each other, but my listeners know I've been on one for a long time. It has been one of those issues that have come up at least once a year where somebody comes after the district for Title IX, you know, not doing the right thing. A field isn't the right size or the equipment isn't the right way. And the reasoning behind it, unless, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, one of the reasons behind it was is that it was to make it, I don't want to say easier, but make it right, because women don't have the same upper body strength maybe as a male. You know, males don't have the same lower body strength as females. There is a difference, is there not, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. I don't, you know, you remember Leah Thomas, University of Pennsylvania swimmer, and when he was standing at the podium holding his prize, and then right next to him was Riley Gaines, the true biological female, and right there you could see the difference. I mean, you know, difference in height, difference in musculature, difference in, you know, the strength. I mean, it was laughable that they would be forced to compete with each other.
Yeah, and you're seeing that, like I say, you're seeing that more and more, and it's getting harder and harder to fight. And why are not more people in the medical world, more doctors, more physicians, more people involved in this, why are they not speaking up?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. And my theory is that during the COVID period, everybody, especially medical professionals, were mandated to toe the line. To toe the party line, I should say. And so that mentality of you've got to toe the party line, I think, is carried over into this gender-affirming, gender ideology area.
Very, very, very scary. You know, one of the areas, and whether I was smart in believing this or not, but one of the people in your life growing up that you could always trust or thought you could always trust was the doctor. Was the one that you have been, you know, going to for years and knew all about you, and now we're finding out that might not be so true, huh?
Well, yeah, we could have a whole conversation about all of the myths that happened under COVID, but let's go back to Title IX. So,
yep.
You know, the Biden proposal to change the definition of sex would have all sorts of ramifications, not just women's sports. It would promote gender transitioning because, you know, hey, we can, you know, 8-year-olds, supposedly born in the wrong body, which of course would undermine parental rights, which would also have the effect of undermining free speech because of pronoun mandates. And of course that would also have an impact on due process. And the list just goes on and on of the devastating effect that this one little, quote, little change in the definition of sex, it would have ripple effects throughout the entire society.
Well, and this isn't necessarily mandated slash under the purview of slash just the president. This is the Department of Education that has control over this, is it not?
It's the Department of Education and more. So you may recall the very first day in office, President Biden issued what's called an all of government executive order on exactly this topic. So every whether it's Health and Human Services, Department of Defense, and even the USDA. The USDA operates what's called the school lunch program. So now we have cases of school lunch programs that are refusing to toe the transgender ideology. Well, they've had their federal funding yanked. That's actually happened.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. I know the simple arguments or the simple threats that we've got at the school district I'm at from the county at the state level alone that has threatened to withhold funding. You're going to think I'm a little crazy, but I've always said, why do we challenge them on that? Why do we let them get away with it? They're going to withhold taxpayer dollars when we're doing the right thing for at least 98% of the other students that are there with us. That's sort of where my head's at.
Yeah. Well, you're in California. You probably heard about this lawsuit in the Chico school district.
I'm going to ask you to hold for a second. We'll come back to it. We got to go for a commercial break. So, I'm your host. I'll go for a lot more on the Department of Education when we return.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Thursday news update. The University of North Carolina confirms one faculty member was killed after a shooting on campus Monday. School officials made the announcement.
This loss is devastating. The shooting damages the trust and safety that we so often take for granted.
Police say they have a suspect in custody but are not releasing a name or possible charges yet. Tropical storm Idalia barreling towards Florida. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane and pass over western Cuba tonight. The storm currently has sustained winds about 70 miles per hour with even higher gusts. Idalia will become a dangerous major hurricane and make landfall somewhere on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. A new study is finding early signs of CTE in athletes who died before age 30. It was conducted by Boston University's CTE Center. They looked at the neurodegenerative disease in young adults, including what is said to be the first case in a woman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me bring it back in. Dr. Bartlett, Dr. Edward Bartlett joins me, and he's been critical, I guess, of the Department of Education on what do you want to call this, on dealing with Title IX, dealing with the unscientific viewpoint that gender is a social construct. Now, I know they don't say that, but they buy into it. Doctor, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Hey, great to talk to Joe.
So, let's just jump to the Department of Education. And a lot of people are calling for the total abolishment of, and I don't, frankly and honestly, I don't really have a problem with it. I'm in education. Because I see it here in California that you have state legislators that are trying to set rules down for the rest of the state, and they have no clue. We have different cultures. We have different communities. We have different ways of looking at things, and yet they're trying to do a one-size-fits-all at the state level. At the federal level, it could never work. And it's too many differences. Agreed?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and Central Valley versus San Francisco. I mean, you can't describe a greater cultural difference than between those two areas. You know, people, you know, Spanish-speaking, you know, workers in the southern part of the state. Yeah, it's varied all over the state, you know, not to mention throughout the whole country. But bottom line is, the Biden administration has not just politicized the Department of Education, they have weaponized the Department of Education. In other words, they're using Title IX as a tool to undermine key values, our understanding of the Constitution, our understanding of free speech, our understanding of due process, undermining the, you know, parental rights. I mean, it, you know, the list goes on and on how Title IX is being exploited to really transform our entire society.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And it's a matter of, again, who's in charge. When you look at the people that are heads of some of these departments, and I know you don't live in California, but they brought these directors in from California who had already ruined this state, had already made changes that have really made it tough in this state overall. And, you know, you want to talk about the mental health issues that will come from these young girls that have been beating their brains out some since they were 4 years old to be great runners, great swimmers, whatever it is that they're trying to aspire to. And then a guy shows up who is 287th in his league, and now he's in the She League, and he's number one. Figure that one out.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and that was exactly the case with Leah Thomas. He was, like, ranked, I don't know, 400th in the country in swimming, men's swimming. And then one day he decided to become female, and all of a sudden he started setting new national records for females. Well, obviously, you know, just changing your subjective gender identity does not do anything to eliminate your physical advantages.
Yeah. Well, I've asked the question to other people I've had on the show. I said, look at that person in the face and say, so let me ask you a question. If you go from female to male, for instance, does that mean that you are no longer susceptible to any diseases that are more prevalent in women than men? I mean,
yeah. Well, yeah. There you go. Following the science again, Joe. And I'm being sarcastic, of course, but yeah. I mean, you just barely scratch the surface, and the science just blows up in your face. It doesn't make sense to just simply disregard one's biology. And just say, oh, well, if, you know, you may have been born in the wrong body. That's pure nonsense, and we need to call it out. And maybe it'd be good to call out that this is derives from Marxist ideology.
Yep.
And let me, if I can, explain that.
Go.
So Karl Marx was all about eliminating all social differences, not just class differences. He wanted to eliminate all differences. So when feminism came along, and of course, feminism is based on Marxist ideology, they started thinking about, oh, well, very, very interesting. So we need to actually, you know, make biology an irrelevant factor here. And that way we can assure complete equality. And of course, equality means uniformity.
Yep.
That way we'll achieve complete uniformity between men and women. So, you know, this is Marxist ideology writ large, and we're seeing it all across the country.
You know, it's really interesting about your point here with the Department of Education. When you read letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other, you read some of the arguments that they had in the founding, not just the founding of the country, in the first years of legislating. They wanted to make sure that the people had the power, that the power was local, that you had control over your schools, your local government, and what have you. That's why many, many major cities, towns, whatever you want to call them, had meeting houses. They had community meeting houses where people could come together and discuss and talk about the things going on in the city, kind of self-governance, if you would. When you create something like Department of Education, and the state has a Department of Education, you now put yourself two and three levels away from the people. They don't listen to the people in D.C., especially the Department of Education. And I think it's a major mistake. I think it takes it away, truly takes it away from the parents who should have the major say in their kids' education. Don't you agree?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, let's go back to Karl Marx. His political philosophy was totalitarianism. He wanted rulings and decisions to be made from the top going down, which is, of course, the exact opposite of what you said. The head of the U.S. Department of Education, Miguel Cardona, he actually did a tweet in May, and I'll paraphrase what he said. He said, because teachers are with children every day, they know what is best for their children.
Yeah.
Now, and he used the word their children, referring to the teacher's children. Now, let me ask you this question, Joe. How many teachers in your area were out there, marching because they wanted to reopen the schools during the COVID era? Not in my area.
No.
The teachers were pretty much saying, okay, we'll just keep the schools closed as long as possible. Well, bottom line is it's just absurd for teachers to be said, oh, well, they are, our children because we see them every day in the classroom.
Yeah, I hear a lot of teachers say that. They are our children. I love seeing my kids. I can't wait to get back to my kids. And listen, let's be honest about it. Some teachers who say that really kind of mean it in that way of, they're my kids because they're here every day and I care for them and I love them. There are others that truly feel that this is indoctrination time. I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've been compiling statements from political leaders. Joe Biden himself made a statement several months ago in the White House saying that, they are, he was talking to teachers. He was saying, yes, the kids are your children, and you have the right to decide. Now, he didn't say that, but that's the implication.
Right.
You have the right to decide, what you're going to teach them, and go ahead. You have free leash to say what you want to say.
We've heard the teachers' union, teachers are professionals. You need to allow them to do their jobs. Parents have not been trained to raise up kids, that kind of stuff. And you have to cringe. You have to listen to what they're saying. One school district wants to remove the term parent and replace it with caregiver. And I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Wow.
Go ahead. I can think of a couple of ethnic groups, and you tell them from now on the form will no longer say parents, the form will say caregivers, and you watch what happens. But it's the Marxist thing that you talk about where they have to separate the family. They have to separate the kids from the family, the mom from the dad. They have to blow this thing apart. Anyway, got to go for a quick break. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so that you're part of the solution. But you need to be informed. You need to have a clue. And that's how this works, and that's how it always works. Anyway, I've got Dr. Bartlett on with me, Edward Bartlett. He's the president of Stop Abusive and Violent Environments, also called SAVE. He's one of the leading advocates for changing Title IX to expand sex to mean gender identity. Now, again, doctor, you've got the Department of Education that's going to drive this thing, and I know I agree with you. I think the federal Department of Education needs to go. I think it needs to be brought back to the local level. I mean, if you think about it, here in California anyway, we have over 1,000 school boards, 1,000 school districts, and that means that those people in those areas, they wanted their own school district. They wanted their own culture. They wanted their own character, if you would, and that's why they hire, for all intents and purposes, by voting for five distinct trustees, school board trustees. And when you get to the Department of Education, although you brought it up earlier, they can kind of pull the strings of every one of those when it comes to money, who gets money, who doesn't get money. And it is a big deal. I wish people would understand how that money system works. A lot of my constituents will say, well, they can't hold the money from you. Really? You know, you've been involved in that kind of stuff.
What's really interesting, Joe, is how liberals are reacting very strongly against this. Of course, you know about what happened in San Francisco last year, where I think it was three board members yep. were actually voted out of office because they were just taking wokeism too far. Another example is I live in an ultra-liberal part of the country on the East Coast, and there was a demonstration against our local school board. I went to this demonstration. The issue was about what's called opt-out. In other words, these parents wanted to be able to opt out their kids so that they didn't have to endure a lecture on oral anal sex for their 12-year-old, right? So I go over to this group, this demonstration, thinking there's going to be maybe 20 or 30 people. No, there was 500 people there. And then I thought, oh, well, these will be all white conservative Christians. No, they were all from Ethiopia. Ethiopia, and they were there passionate about the issue. There were fathers, there were mothers, there were kids. It started to rain. People didn't leave. They kept, they were there, and they wanted to make a statement. So bottom line is that, whether you live in liberal San Francisco or, this is really not a partisan liberal conservative issue. It's about do we care about the kids and not falling into this transgender ideology.
You know, what I think is funny here is you and I were talking about this during the break, and somebody just asked a question about, what happened in Glendale. And in essence, it is stereotypical what goes on across the country. Here you have a fairly conservative Armenian community. A lot of Armenian Christians that live there. For the longest time, they never really engaged in any of the school stuff. And finally, when they start to see what's happening, and I think COVID-19, though a curse, was also a blessing because parents got to see what was going on in these schools. So now what you have is you had these Armenian fathers, Christian Armenian men, which God bless them for stepping up because most of the time, as you see across the country, it's mostly women. Men should be stepping up to protect their families, to protect their kids as well. And I think they made their case. They made an impact. I think we need to see more of that. Nonviolent, but we need to see so much more of that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, exactly. And this demonstration that I went to here locally, there were just as many fathers as mothers there, and they were just really energized. They were a very friendly group. I mean, there was no like sense of hostility or anger. People were just kind of jovial and just happy to be there and express their views. So there's an irony there that Joe, that here we had immigrants from Ethiopia kind of teaching, Americans what it's like to be an American.
I know. Don't you love that? It's interesting how people coming from other countries, oppressed countries, countries that's really a socialist, and they're coming here to get away from it, and they find themselves back in it again. Now, many, and I love to see the change to a big degree, there are many, ethnicities that, because of the governments they came from, they're reluctant to get involved. And I think the beauty here is that you're now hurting their children. They're no longer willing to be quiet, right?
Exactly. So that I think we should turn to these presidential candidates who are calling for the abolition of the Department of Education. You may recall going all the way back to Ronald Reagan. He sort of floated this idea, but it was such a at that time, it was such a, people didn't look on the idea well. So Reagan actually withdrew that proposal. But here we are in 2023, and we have, and I'll just read their names, Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott. all of them have come out and they've used the word abolition or abolish. So they're not beating around the bush. They really want to do this. Other people, I'll mention Donald Trump, for example. He has not called for the abolition, but he has called for, you know, basically the complete reversal of this transgender ideology in schools. So it's really across the board. It's federal lawmakers, senators, members of the House of Representatives, it's state lawmakers, it's state governors, it's state attorneys general. I mean, honestly, I've never seen in my life such a broad cross-section of America protesting this kind of policy from a U.S. federal agency.
I don't, for some reason, I was reading through some things while you were speaking, and I don't see any Democrats on any of those lists anywhere.
Just making an observation. But just in the interest of balance, I will mention former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Of Hawaii. And actually, I'm going to read to you what she said. Quote, Congress needs to pass legislation in order to stop the Biden administration's action from moving forward because it will directly undermine Title IX and erase the progress that women have made. Of course, she was referring to women's sports.
Right.
That's Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm sad to say I'm not aware of any other, either current or former liberals who have said anything close to that. It's basically entirely Republicans that have been speaking out.
Well, they will, you know, we were talking off a line at one point about the Chino school board members who voted to at least notify the parents when a child decides, and a child decides to deviate from their birth certificate when it comes to their gender and name. And simply let the parent know what's going on. I mean, God forbid we should tell the parent what's happening. And she has received hundreds and hundreds of death threats and nasty emails, even to the point where somebody said, you need to be killed in the parking lot, cut up in pieces and thrown away in a garbage bag. I mean, give me a break. This is the group that says, Love Trump's Hate?
I think this is
why people are afraid to speak up.
Well, this actually happened to my organization. You may be familiar with a platform for petitions that's called change.org. It's one of the biggest platforms out there.
Yep.
And we actually had a petition, and we worded it in a very, understated way. We didn't use any of the buzzwords, but we basically said this Title IX proposal is a bunch of crap, right? We didn't use that word, of course, but we said it really was a bad idea. Well, about 2 weeks after we started this petition, we got an email saying, this represents hate speech. We have removed your petition from change.org. End of story.
Yep.
So, hey, what about tolerance? What about diverse ideas?
No. They don't care about that anymore. Those, the funny thing about it is that, again, as the uneducated guy in the room, I always say the same thing. I know the difference between a fascist and an anti-fascist. I know what fascism means. Interesting that the fascists are calling us fascists. Before we run out of time here, though, Doctor, tell people about your organization and how they can help. You got about 40 seconds.
All right. Here's the web address, saveservices.org. Again, saveservices.org. We have all kinds of information about Title IX and how we need to stop this horrendous proposal to change the definition of sex to include gender identity.
Yeah, I mean, people get involved. This happens because you weren't paying attention. As they say, you were asleep at the wheel. All right, Doctor, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. Joe Messina, your host. I got you. Well, you got me for the next hour. Good luck to you, because I got a lot to beef about.